Good morning, Daily Dosers. Chris here. Two things, both of them are disclaimers. Number one, Hilken left off yesterday saying that today we're going to talk about how to answer a fool. And he gave me the Proverbs I'm supposed to teach on, and he gave me the Old Testament story. And by now, I think most of you realize we all just do what Hilken says. Secondly, this is going to be the grossest, weirdest, oddest, one of the disgusting daily doses we've ever done. If you've ever had a puppy, if you've ever owned a dog, you know this is true in real life. And I want to remind you, this is biblical. This is biblical. This isn't my interpretation of how things are said. There's a verse that simply says, when it comes to foolish people, as a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool repeats their folly. And we've all had dogs. We've all seen it. A dog's got whatever going wrong. It pukes, and that dog looks at it and goes, I think I'll try that again. I think I can digest some of that again. And no human's ever done that. Please. None of us have ever been in a place where we vomited and thought, maybe I can get some of that back. No, it is absolutely disgusting. And there is the proverb that's being used to talk about when you are encountering a fool or foolish things. No matter what you're going to do, they're going to return back to foolishness. They're going to go back to the vomit. No matter how much we look at that and go, why don't you learn? Why don't you get smarter? Why is that disgusting? They're just going to return to it. So there's a story in 1 Samuel chapter 25 where David, before he is king, the shepherd boy, you know, killed Goliath. He's out there in the field. He's going to have the throne one day. He's got a bunch of biker men that follow him, a gang of 400 guys. They've been staying next to a huge, huge ranch with the thousands of sheep, and yet they've never stolen a sheep. They've never taken one and barbecued themselves. But it's shearing time where all the sheep are being brought in, where they're all being sheared, where they're being butchered. And now he goes back and sends a reply to the owner of this giant ranch. Hey, at this time of celebration, it's your payday. Can we have a couple sheep to barbecue? We've actually protected your area. We haven't taken a thing, even though we could have, and you would have done nothing about it. Now can we just have a little thank you in return? And in that moment, this guy calls him a runaway slave. In that moment, this guy insults David. In that moment, this wealthy man, foolish man, his name is Nabal, which means fool, totally cuts down David. So what's a man after God's own heart going to do? How do you respond to a fool? How do you respond to someone who has said something, done something, like a dog returning to its vomit? You go, are you kidding me? That's what you said? That's the response? That's what I get? That's right. You pledge to kill him and his entire family. But that's what David does before he's king. In 1 Samuel chapter 25, it simply says this. As the wife of Nabal came riding her donkey into the mountain ravine, she's trying to save the day. She knows her husband is an idiot. There was David and his men descending towards her, and she met them. And David had just said, it's been useless. All my watching over this fellow's property in the desert so that nothing of his was missing, and he has paid me back evil for good. May God deal with David, be it ever so severely, if by morning I leave alive one male of all who belong to him. Okay, you know you're heated when you're talking out loud to yourself in third person. And David's coming down the ravine. He's got his biker guys with him. And he's like, are you kidding me? All I've done, all that I sweat, all this time with him, we've never taken anything. I could have taken anything I wanted. And this is how he repays me? Oh, I swear to God by morning, David, if you leave one male in his entire ranch alive, oh, everything's going. Man, it is go time. And they are locked and loaded. Now, the fool's wife, Abigail, comes out to meet David, because she sees the collision course about to happen. And when Abigail saw David, she quickly got off her donkey, bowed down before David with her face to the ground. She fell at his feet and said, my Lord, let the blame fall on me and me alone. Please let your servant speak to you. Hear what your servant has to say. May the Lord pay no attention to that wicked man, Nabal. He is just like his name. His name is fool, and folly goes before him. But as for me, your servant, I did not see the men that my master had sent. Now, since the Lord has kept you, my master, from bloodshed and from avenging yourself with your own hands, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, may your enemies and all who intend to harm my master be like Nabal. And the hero of the story is Abigail. She is one of my favorite Old Testament characters of all time. She is a beautiful woman of great wisdom, and she sees two fools about to have an encounter. And she goes and lays herself down on the ground. She's the one that says, David, don't do this. David, you need to turn from this. David, don't let bloodshed happen just because an idiot responded to you. If you try to respond, you're going to be an idiot. Okay, end of the story. She goes back and tells her idiot husband that she saved the day and she did take food to all these guys that he refused to give food for, and he had a heart attack and he died. And then she rides back out and she becomes Mrs. David. It's 1 Samuel 25. You've got to read this on your own. Let me just take you back to our Proverbs that says this: do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 4. Don't answer a fool in his foolishness, because you yourself are on a collision course to just being a fool yourself. And then the very next verse says, you better answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. What the heck? Wait, verse 4 says, don't answer a fool, you're going to be a fool. The next verse says, you better answer a fool, otherwise that fool's going to think he's smarter than you and he won. And yet I love these two verses back to back that seem to make no sense at all. It's ridiculous, and that's biblical. No matter what you do with a fool and his foolishness, you're the idiot. No matter what you do, you can't win. And these two verses are back to back simply to show us neither extreme works. We live in a day and age where you are encountering foolishness. Maybe not in front of you, maybe not in person, but on all of our media, on all of our social stuff, on all of our content, on so much is being driven, and the Christian's response is what? And the Bible says, go ahead and answer. You'll be a fool. You should answer, and you know what? You're going to make him think that he wins. You can't win when you jump in a fight with a fool. Why? Because he's like your puppy. He's going to return to the vomit no matter what you do. Stay out of the vomit, North Coast. Be wise with your truth. Be wise with the gospel. Bring Jesus into situations where Jesus is going to be heard and listened to. That is our role, not to play the part of a fool. We need more Abigails. Go be an Abigail.